Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker filed a new police reform bill yesterday in response to ongoing protests about police brutality and racism. Baker's bill would create a certification program that would require officers to renew their licenses every 3 years. Joining us now to talk about the bill is Brock Sader. He's co-founder of Mass Action Against Police Brutality. Brock, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me back.
And also with us is Dick Donahue, policy researcher at RAND Corporation. Dick, thanks to you for joining us.
Thank you, my pleasure.
And before we begin, I just want to mention we did reach out both to the governor's office and the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, but did not receive a response from either of them by the time of this show. So, Dick, I'm going to start with you briefly. What do you make of the governor's bill?
Well, first of all, this bill brings Massachusetts in line with what other states have done traditionally in the past with having a peace officer's standards and training or a post-type council, in this case, called the POSA. So it does bring us in line with what other states are doing, as well as with the calls for certification and decertification of officers and eventual participation in the National Decertification Index. So it does bring Massachusetts up to speed to some of the precedents set by other states in terms of training and licensing of police officers. And interestingly enough, it does have some things that I wouldn't say shocked, but that certainly surprised me in the front, certainly being the benefits packages for receiving additional training towards some things that might make relations between the police and communities stronger and thereby safer. And then as well, having civilians serve a fairly substantial role on the committee and in the voting on officer decertification. That was certainly something surprising and something that, quite frankly, I'm expecting some pushback from the law enforcement community.
Okay, before I turn to Brock, just to clarify, the bill offers financial incentives, increases to baseline pay after receiving certain types of training, and establishes both a commission that has to be about one half civilian and a decertification process that would involve community input. Just to clarify what you were talking about there, Dick. Brock, I want to turn to you. We've had you on recently talking about your advocacy for reforming police accountability. What do you make of this bill?
Well, I mean, it's decertification is something that we've discussed in Mass Action before. Some people have been fighting for it in the community. We're not opposed to it. You know, it's an important way to, so bad officers can't go from one department to another in another city and just keep doing the same things. But ultimately, you know, just firing an officer for wrongdoing is really a slap on the wrist, especially if it's a crime. You know, if it's a crime, it should be treated as such and prosecuted as such. And that's, our central contention. And we don't think it goes far enough in terms of addressing what needs to happen in this state. I mean, Governor Baker, if he wants to address bad officers, then he should support the prosecution of bad officers first and foremost, and uses power as governor to instruct his attorney general to look at all these cases. There's been over 60 cases since 2000 of police-involved shootings resulting in deaths, or police-involved deaths in Massachusetts. And none of them ever went to a trial. There's three cases in particular, you know, that we raised in Boston a couple of days ago in front of D.A. Rachel Rollins' office
outside
that we think should be
D.A.
reopened.
Rollins' office. Yeah.
And Governor Baker should join that call.
So, Brock, let me ask you, is there anything in that could be put into legislation? Is there a piece of this bill, the actual bill, that you think is missing? And then, Dick, I'm going to turn to you and ask you the same question.
I don't really have a strong opinion on that because, you know, I haven't had a chance to look at all the details of the bill. But just the idea of decertification, you know, it is something that needs to happen, but in and of itself is not, you know, doesn't address the central issue, which is, you know, prosecuting the police for crimes they commit.
So, Dick, but let me invite you both to react to what you just heard from Brock and to also answer the question, is there anything critical that you think is missing from this bill?
I don't see anything critical, you know, in terms of if we're looking at accreditation or certification and decertification per se. I could see there might be some pushback on the shall or may terminology as well. So shall revoke or may revoke a certification. That there may be things that may need to be added or be, you know, more explicit as to, you know, what exactly, you know, should be added in terms of whether it be excessive force or a crime committed by an officer or a criminal conviction. Certainly, you know, I see convicted of a felony, but there may be things in there where I could certainly see some middle ground between folks calling for police reform and police officers, unions and leadership that don't want to have the bad actors inside the department, the people that are out committing crimes or acting unethically, that there may be a few more additions to where licensing you know, should be up for a vote by the committee, or certainly a closer look by the committee in terms of decertification.
So, Dick, I'm going to stop you there and turn to Brock for a second. You also alluded earlier, Dick, to your concern that a piece of the legislation would encourage and have community input to a decertification process. Brock, you've said just now that you don't have objections, and in fact, there's, you know, decertification is a good step. How would you envision community engagement in executing on decertification?
I mean, I don't really have a strong opinion about that, but it should be as much community as possible. We should decide who polices us.
And what kinds of things would you look for? Yeah, so Brock, what kinds of things would you look for would be flags to you, to the people you represent with your advocacy, that decertification was in order?
In terms of the behavior of the police?
I guess,
you know, anyone who has a history of, you know, harassment and complaints, you know, there's a long history of complaints not being looked into here in Boston. You know, these are candidates to be decertified. So if someone has a complaint, then, you know, that should begin the process of determining whether, you know, these officers are fit to police.
So, Dick, bills are a negotiated item, right? And we now know that the administration has been working with the Black and Latino Legislators Caucus for what sounds like about a year, or at least many months, preparing this. Is this a bill that can pass in the Massachusetts State House? You know, will it? Do you think there are pieces of it that will be either strengthened or watered down before it can pass? Does this have the potential to be a successful compromise bill?
So from my limited exposure to government, I think that certainly the issue of certification and starting a post or a post equivalent has the potential to pass. So certainly those elements in and of themselves are really no brainers. They're you know, called for by the International Association of Chiefs of Police or the International Association of Directors in Law Enforcement Standards and Training. So they are no-brainers. Now, just, you know, some of the language may end up changing in the long run. And of course, I do get a bit concerned even about just, you know, how are we going to fund some of these agencies and looking at the front matter as far as the facilities, the tremendous stress the MPTC in itself is already under, and the lack of you know, potential forward lack of tax revenues to fund these efforts, you know, however Well, meaning they might be, that there may be some serious budget issues in getting this bill or efforts to change this bill. That's where I see there could be some stumbling blocks.
All right. That is Dick Donahue, policy researcher with the RAND Corporation. Dick, I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Brock Sader, co-founder of Mass Action Against Police Brutality. Brock, I appreciate you joining us again on Radio Boston.